You know, girls, whenever I sit here, I find myself thinking, and sometimes I think about life, often about my studies, other times of my house, and now all that's in my head, the way family culture has on the youth like us. In the Arab community, people are supposed to follow a specific path, so it is only normal to study relevant topics such as teaching and medicine. That is actually why the whole community agrees to study them. No one tried to break the boundaries to learn something new until the year 2020. One day, Salam chose to study communication. She dropped everything she used to know and said, "I am studying communication." When she started to study, Salam thought maybe society will finally start to understand what communication is, because their view will change. Maybe they will finally value it for what it is, but sadly, they still have the same view that says communication should be for men and women should either be a teacher or stay in the house. Salam defied them and said, "Yes, I want to, and I can be a radio broadcaster," but she still feels sad and is determined to make them believe that on the other hand, society should understand that there are other subjects that are suitable for girls, not just teaching. Now I wonder if Salam is the only one who suffers from the same limits, or are there other people who have a different story?
أكيد دخلوا لي في المسار الدراسي ديالي، خصوصا فاش كنت خصني ندير شي تخصص في السنة الأولى بكالوريا والسنة الثانية بكالوريا، حكم أنني أنا ما بحال دابا في المواد العلمية ما كنتش مجتهدة، كان خصني واحد التخصص اللي على قد الجهد ديالي وعلى قد لو نيفو ديالي. هي هذيك باش اختاريت ليكونوم، مشيت في الاقتصاد قريت العام الأول، العام الثاني تخصصت في التدبير المحاسباتي. فاش خديت الباك ديالي كنت باغية جوج ديال تسلك جوج ديال الطرق، يا الطريق ديال السينما ونمشي للمعهد العالي للتنشيط الثقافي اللي في الرباط، يا نمشي ندير علم النفس. علم النفس فاش مشيت للمدرسة الوحيدة اللي كاينة في المغرب لقيت باللي غالية بزاف، 5 مليون العام وخاصك تقرا 5 سنين، يعني خاصك ميزانية. بالنسبة للطريق الثانية لي بارون ما تقبلوش كاع المسار، انني نمشي مسار ديال السينما ما تقبلوهاش نهائيا. قالوا لي انتي قريتي ليكونومي غتكملي في ليكونومي وغديري كيف ما كيديروا الناس كاملين، يعني غتقراي 5 سنين ديالك، تاخدي الماستر ديالك، تخدمي، تزوجي وديري حياتك. حنا خصنا نكونوا كاملين تابعين واحد الموديل. ففي ديك الوقيته انا ما كانش عندي كاع نهائيا ديك لا الشجاعه ولا القوه باش غنواجههم وندافع على راسي. فاون فوا قالوا لي ديك الهضره ما بقيناش تناقشنا نهائيا في الموضوع. صافي هي باش ديت واحد الطريق اللي ما عجبانيش، وقريت 5 سنين في واحد الحاجه اللي ما مهتماش بها نهائيا وما باغياهاش نهائيا وما باغياش ندم بها في المستقبل. خديت الماستر ديالي، وهذاك الاختيار لانه ما كانش اختيار ديالي هو اللي خلاني انني ما درت حتى شي حاجه في هذيك الوقيته، وهو اللي كان النتيجه ديالو 6 سنين وانا جالسه في الدار وما كان دير حتى شي حاجه. ما خلاونيش، منعوني من انني نحقق الحلم ديالي في هذاك لو مومون، لان كيف ما هما اختاروا الطريق ديالهم ولدوا ولادهم قراو، خصهم اللي ولدك ولا بنتك يمشي في الطريق اللي هو باه، حتى هو غيعيش حياته ما غيعيش حياتك انت. ما يمكنش انت عشتي حياتك وغتفرض واحد الحياه على واحد الانسان اللي هو حر في حياته. يعني خاص والدين، هذا خطا كبير مع الاسف عندنا في المغرب، اننا كنبغيو نفرضوا على الدراري شي حاجه اللي هما ما باغينهاش وما مرتاحينش فيها وما كيديروا حتى شي حاجه. يعني دائما كتكون النتيجه انهم ما كيديروا حتى شي حاجه فيها.
Hello, my name is Isra and I am a Bedouin Palestinian young woman who live in Israel. And I will just like talk about my education and my parents' perspective about it. I am the first woman ever, like I am the first person ever to just like go to the university and study there. For my parents, like they think that it's a very hard and a challenging for them to just like have their daughter there at college. I don't think that my parents are like they are not really supportive. They support me, but they don't really understand and know what like I am doing here. Sometimes they will just like ask me random things about college and about what I do here, And I will just like explain it to them, but like the other day they will just like forget it. I know that this is something that is very new for them, because like as I said, I'm the first person ever in my family to just like go and study. My dad and also my mom, both of my parents didn't go to college. They support me. They always trying as much as they could to be there for me, and I'm really glad for them. But for me personally, I have a lot of challenges, not inside my house, but like in my general community. Like I can say for young women like me who's Bedouin and study something like culture, and it's not really cool for them. I have been facing a lot of negative comments about what I study, and about like there's a lot of people who just like go and ask me, why do you do that? Like, why do you just like go to college? Like, what do you think about? What is your dream? You're like, just you can just be at home and do the thing that like you have, like that women should do, and that's it. So it's very hurt me, because I'm kind of person who I get really affected by the people comments, and sometimes it's really hurt me.
I'm coming from a very religious family. Not religious like in Jewish or something like this. We are from Azerbaijan. So my father and my mother, they are pretty tough when it comes to study. My father, I'm good in studies. I love to study. It makes me a better person. So education is very important to me. So when my parents saw I have it, they thought I'm going to be a doctor. They thought I'm going to be learn something like genetics and physics. And I wanted to be actress. So it was like two opinions that were very tough with each other. And I remember that I had talked with them about this. And my parents always pushed me to do better, to be a better person, to educate myself, because they don't have a degree. So they really wanted to see their children with a diploma, with good jobs, you know, in a firm. And when they heard that I want to be an actress, they felt like, what? No, you want to be like us? You want to work so hard like that? We wish you better. And I really understand what they are saying, but I wanted to do something else. So I went to learn actress in Yoram Levinstein in Tel Aviv for an half a year. I was there, and it was exciting and very good, and I loved it. But the corona came, and then I understood that actresses, although I loving it, it's not for me, for my future, the woman I see with the family, with kids, just somewhere in the future. And then I searched what I can learn, and I found this college, Sapir, to learn communication. They were like, what? It was very hard for them to accept this, especially for my father. My mother, it's a little bit more modern, but my father was very sad.
Personally, as an only child in the family, my parents have expectations for me that I should reach in terms of behavior, education, or social interactions. And this constitutes a pressure on me sometimes, because I must always be the way they want me to be and more. Therefore, that pushes me to work hard every time so that I can accomplish what they expect of me. I remember once I went from public school to private school, and it was in my first year of secondary school. The first year I worked hard and I did my best, but I was not among the top three of the class, and my parents expected me to score 18 in the overall yearly grade, but I got 17. So they were not satisfied with the results, because to them I did not give my best. It was frustrating for me, and I felt really bad. But now when I look at it, it wasn't a big deal. I shouldn't give it more importance than its actual value. Being this perfectionist, detail-oriented, and holding into high standards was because of this. So now, without any parental supervision, I'm still in that habit. I think it might be good, because you're only satisfied with doing a great job. And at the same time, bad, because trying to push things harder and have critical self-assessments, it may lead to burnout or excessive stress. I don't know if I should change this habit. Is it just me, or do others go through it as well? I don't know.
I mean, I have in mind something that is not a censor by my family, but something that I inherited it from my family. When I started thinking about it and started thinking about changing it, it became like pressure in me to censor myself from some things that I can do. Well, when we were kids, I had my big brother. He's 3 years more than me, and we were like in a kind of a competition, because like when we do something, when we get our grades from school, from the semesters, when we do something in Taekwondo, because we were the two of us were in Taekwondo, like parents start tell you, ah, you did good, and the other who did not good, like he feels bad. So some kind of a competition started when we were too young. When I grew up, I started like seeing that this specific thing impacts me with my social circle. Like I started thinking that, wait, I'm too competitive to the point that I don't accept the others. So I gotta change it. So when I started working on it, like in real situations with people around me, I try not to be that guy who like imposes everything. I still impose many things, but I try not to impose everything. And this makes me in a problem with myself. Like I start saying, is this what I should do? Isn't it good? Isn't this what should I say? Like you start auto-questioning everything. I think this is a limit, something that limits you with your social relationships, with your social things. And this is the very bad thing that I inherited it from educational things from my family.
لما بنحكي عن العيلة، العيلة قبل أي شيء إحنا بنقصد فيها كيان، كيان اللي تأسس عائد أب وأم، هو عبارة عن حضن بيضم كل أفراد العيلة اللي مليان حنان مبني على الفطرة، وجوهره أكيد الأخذ والتوعية وزرع الأسس يلي حنمشي فيها ونطبقها بس نكون كبار. وبآمن إنه العيلة هي أكثر إشي بتنمي الروابط الروحية والدينية النفسية وكمان المادية. في عندي عادة معينة اللي شفتها من أهلي وكنت أطبقها أحيانا، اللي هي إنه أهلي كانوا بسن معين بيشوفوك بيحملوك مسؤولية حالك وخلص، إنه كيف ممكن إنه أنت تتصرف لحالك، ما بيشاركوا في المواضيع بالنسبة لهم أنت كبير. فكبرت وصرت جد أشوف إخوتي بهالموقف، إنه بحدث معين بدهم مساعدة أو إشي بس أحكي لا، بيعتمدوا على حالهم وكل شيء تمام. بس لما فكرت في الإشي حاولت إني أضبط نفسي وما أعيد نفس العادة اللي أخذتها منهم، لأنها عادة كانت ضرتني نوعا ما أنا صغيرة، لما كنت بحاجة سند أو حدا يأشر لي من وين أمشي أو كيف أتصرف. فبحاول إنه ما أعيد نفس الكرة مع إخوتي بالمرة، وإنه أغير من العادة اللي أخذتها، ومش شيء سهل. وفي كمان عادة اللي هي سلبية برضو اللي أهلي حكولي إنهم أخذوها من أهلهم، وهي المقارنات. لما كل الوقت في مقارنات بينك وبين الأقارب الموجودين في العيلة، وهم حكولنا إنه بيحاولوا إنهم يتجنبوا إنهم يتخلصوا من هاي العادة، بس نهج أخذوه وتعودوا عليه. فجد بتأمل إنه كل إنسان، لو إنه أنا عارف إنه هالإشي حيأثر ويأخذ من الأهل عادات معينة، بس بتأمل إنه يأخذ الإشي ويفكر فيه بمنطق، هل الإشي حيضر حيفيد، ويفكر جدا كثير فيه بعدين يقرر إذا بده يمشي عليه أو حي.
The first thing that comes to mind is I come from family that originally from Ukraine, the ex-USSR, the Soviet Union. And the way girls were educated is that they need to make room for the need of a man. And it was never about the woman's need in the center. So I come from a family of very successful, highly educated women that were never happy in their marital life. And knowing that, I feel the pressure for me to be happy in my romantic life. But something that hinders that is that mentality of I need to keep down and not speak up that much. And critiquing myself. So right now I'm in the stage of my life where I'm asking myself, do I really need to critique myself all the time? I think I can still push myself to greatness without always being my worst enemy in my head. And I think now I'm learning how to compliment myself and how to give myself a break and learn the importance of resting, of self-love and self-care, and also taking care of my needs for the first time in my life.
Wow, that must really suck. But you know,
Whenever I get stressed about any decision I'm gonna make, when I contemplate my life and the life of those around me, and when I'm walking by the mall and want to buy something, I get hit by the fact that I'm not someone who can be considered independent. And that thought limits me a lot and makes me feel powerless. So it's quite normal for me to always dream of being independent. I know, it must sound silly at my age. I mean, I'm 23 years old. And a long time in Morocco, women my age were married, had children, and managed their houses. But here am I, always running back to my family for help whenever there's a minor inconvenience. I just can't help but wish to be more independent, to carry my own responsibilities on my shoulders, to be able to fix my own problems without involving those around me, to pay my own living expenses, my education, and everything I want. I remember once when my dad got awfully sick, we discovered that he had a tumor in his intestine, and he's usually the one to handle basically everything around the house. Aside from the fact that we were absolutely devastated, I was undergoing a whole other type of turmoil. Being the eldest child in Morocco comes with a certain responsibility. I was under stress because I found myself incapable of doing what I needed to do. You know, incapable of handling my dad's papers, of taking him to the hospital, of taking care of what the house needs, and financially incapable of handling everything without his money. And most importantly, unable of letting him rest easy and focus on his recovery, because he knows we can't do much without him around. And that really affected me. It upset me and overwhelmed me with guilt. All I'm currently thinking about is how to be successfully independent. How to be someone who can rely on herself, who can have others rely on her when needed. And that's basically how I nurtured this dream. Now, when I lay awake at night, I find myself thinking, am I the only one who has such a dream? Or do other people also feel the same way?
ما عندناش الناس اللي كيسكنوا بوحديتهم الا ما تزوجوش ولا الا ما خدموش في مدينه واحده ما كايناش عادي لا ديبونس ديالي سي جو بونس دات احسن حاجه فيا سي فريمون لا شوز جو سوي فيير لو بلوس ات واز نوت ايزي ات اول ولكن ثينك ات واز ا فايت اي ستارتد انا ملي كنت عندي 16 باسكو سي جي اون ريبونس ا سي كوا لانديبوندونس هي لانديبوندونس Et malheureusement, le flux aujourd'hui, vous m'a coulé. Il est un des flux d'hier. Aujourd'hui, tu peux faire un coach coulé, mais tu peux faire une lumière d'hier. Oui, c'est bon. Je l'ai compris très tôt. Et du coup, je me dis que ça, voilà, ok, venez qu'on est dit. Ça fait donc 16 ans, 17 ans, 18 ans, Mardem, tu fais parce que c'était la même d'hier, le bac d'hier. Ou après, quand tu me chites, ou l'expérience d'hier, il m'a dit. Ce que tu mets à les parents d'hier, 18 ans. كنعرف بزاف على الناس اللي كيمشيو يسكنوا في مدينه وحده اخرى ولا شي حاجه الا خرجات باغ اكزومبل ما كتقولش لي بارون ديالها راه خرجات ولا تعطات ولا كوري دي في كي فيف بوحديتهم اللي باقي كيتحكموا فيهم لي بارون ديالهم ا ديسطانس دخلي دابا انا جو ديزاي اوفيرتمون كنت كنقول انا راه دابا باقي كاينه في برا راه خارجه جي دي بلون جي هادي هادي غنسافر غنمشي للصويره بوحديتي غنمشي للفيستيفال دوكو انا من دوبي تري جون جي جامي كاشي لو في دو فولوار اتر كوم سا ولا جامي كاشي هذا لو في دو فولوار être seule et de faire ma vie, de faire ma carrière pour Didier, à même de la race. Et tu sais, ce qui est bizarre, c'est que fache que tu voulais une taille, même au fait de pas que ça te mette à part en Jack, et qu'on a une flouse, elle a dit, mais qui est très drôle, je voulais lui que l'aile, je crois que je suis, je suis une tire d'aime, ou d'axi. Mais je sais pas, parce que je suis une tire d'aime, avec la flouse, c'est chez Halo. Je ne sais pas comment l'expliquer, mais quelqu'un qui connaît donc plus d'emprise sur toi, fais-moi qu'on nous roule les tiers, t'as plus flou, ou moi quand je connais je rate. Alors que rien n'a changé. Pas que ça qu'on a mal, ou là qu'il n'y a rien de flou, qu'un ticket j'ai vu en race. Même à dire que j'ai vu que ça a commencé à changer. Qu'est-ce que je vais dire?
Being independent is something that is very important for me. Like since I was in a really young age, I really want to be like. I don't know, the oldest sister who just like can take care of her brothers and sisters and to be a role model for them. I really care about my image. I really care about how people see me. And I'm like, I have always trying to take things by my own. Like since I was a little kid, like in school, I will just like study by myself and I don't really ask my parents for help. If I have like any problem or like anything that I'm facing and that is hard for me, I just like go through it without any help. And like even now, like I don't really like asking for help. Like for me, I don't really feel good about myself if I ask for help. I'm trying as much as I could to believe in myself and just like go for it. So yeah, being independent is something very important for me. Like one thing that I really miss and something that I really want to do is just like, I don't know, like to buy a house that is my house and live there, but it's a little bit hard because it's not the money, because like I can have a money and I can buy a house, like I believe in myself that I can do it, but it just, I don't really that like think that my parents and people who are around me will support me in this, because for them it's not very acceptable for like a young girl like me to have a house by her own and like to live by her own. And like some people will just like think that I don't really have a good relationship with my parents, which is not true. I really love my parents. I love being with them. I love my brothers and sisters, but I really want to feel independent. And I also will say that since I was in high school, I haven't taken any money from anybody ever, not my parents and not my friend, and like I have never do this, and I hope that I will never have to take money or like take anything that is material from anybody.
I think that I've always been a very independent woman. From a little age, I didn't like to take from my parents' money to buy me some stuff. I wanted straight away to work and earn my own money. And so I see myself very independent from a very little age. I think it came from my parents that although they are keeping me in a safe environment, they are also very want me to grow as a person. So although they are keeping me in their area, in their rules, in their perspective of life, they are really giving me a hand to do what I want. But I think that especially for Israelis, the place that makes us the most independent is the army, because you are in the army, most of us living outside of the house. We're doing some job. It can be a fighter, it can be a guide, it can be someone that charge of the holidays. It was a very important job for me. So I needed to be in charge of my soldiers, be very responsible, to be on the schedule of every day. I needed to be very good at speaking in front of an audience. And it really made me a lot independent. I think the army shapes most of our personality here in Israel, because we are making experience over there that we wouldn't in any other place.